Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel remains warm and sunny. In Tel Aviv, it's a beautiful day to be outside. Jerusalem is also enjoying clear skies. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly, a perfect day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, the IDF has struck a ready-to-fire Hezbollah launcher in southern Lebanon. This is according to the Jerusalem Post. The IDF also warned civilians not to move south of certain villages due to ongoing operations. Also, earlier this hour, Israeli security exposed an Iranian terror network. Ynet reports it attempted to damage a strategic oil pipeline. The operation involved the Mossad and other security forces. Also this hour, Pakistan is pushing diplomatic efforts to ensure U.S.-Iran talks go ahead on Tuesday. The Times of Israel reports the IDF has warned southern Lebanese residents not to return amid a truce. Separately, Israel has exposed an Iranian terror cell behind a planned attack on a strategic pipeline in Azerbaijan. This comes from I-24 News. And finally, Axios reports from earlier, reporting that former President Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This move is politically sensitive for Prime Minister Netanyahu. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago. He reports that Israeli Foreign Minister Sa'ar stated Iran attempted to strike Israeli personnel in the UAE twice during Roaring Lion. Jewish Warrior 13 shared just minutes ago that the Iranian news agency ISNA says Iran is examining a U.S. proposal submitted by Pakistan. Al Arabiya Eng announced just 10 minutes ago that Qatar's Civil Aviation Authority will gradually resume operations for foreign airlines via Hamad International Airport. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strike in southern Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post reports this action comes amid heightened tensions. The IDF has urged civilians in the area to remain cautious. This heightened alert follows earlier warnings against moving south of certain villages, turning to the exposure of an Iranian terror network. Ynet details that the Mossad, IDF, and Shin Bet collaborated in this operation. Senior officers and key operatives were reportedly killed. This highlights ongoing regional threats and the importance of vigilant security measures. Meanwhile, diplomatic efforts are intensifying. The Times of Israel highlights Pakistan's role in ensuring U.S.-Iran talks proceed as planned. This comes as regional powers seek to stabilize the area amid ongoing tensions on the economic front. First, Globes reports a petition revives the threat to Israel-EU trade. The petition calls for suspending Israel's association agreement with the EU, its largest trading partner. Over a million signatures highlight growing economic concerns. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that oil prices are rising again, with 2 days left in the ceasefire agreement. Mixed trends are seen in global markets. Asian markets have risen by about 1%, while futures contracts on American indices show varied activity. And finally, CTEC reports that Capsule Security has raised $7 million in seed funding. The Israeli startup focuses on securing enterprise AI agents. This development underscores Israel's growing footprint in tech innovation. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.